Thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mary, Immaculate Queen, please be seated. Venerable sisters, dear parishioners and students, yesterday would normally have been the feast of Our Lady, Immaculate Queen, but she moved, she ceded her place to the King of Kings. When Trinity Sunday falls on May 31st, then the feast liturgically gets moved to the next available day, which is, of course, June 1st. And this shows us that God is, of course, always the most important one. Him alone do we adore. And as yesterday we reflected, we adore and worship Him as Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He has revealed Himself as such. And unfortunately, many people refuse to believe in the Trinity. They say, I don't understand how there can be three persons and only one God, so I won't believe it. But that is absolutely the wrong response. We say, well, I don't understand it fully, but I believe it because God has said so. And that's the way it is. There, before anything was made, before time began, there was the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Father eternally begetting the Son, and the Holy Ghost eternally proceeding from the Father and the Son. It never started because it always was and always will be. And remember, with God, there is no time. So it goes on in a way that we cannot fully grasp because we finite, limited beings can only think in terms of sequence, how one thing follows another, like there was yesterday and there's today and then there'll be tomorrow. Among God's greatest creations, well, actually the greatest human person to have ever been created is His own mother. His greatest creation, of course, is the sacred humanity of our Lord. Our Lord's body and soul united to His divinity. But He's a divine person always with two natures. Our Blessed Mother, as a pure human being, is the greatest human being. And we must not forget this. And Mary is in no way an obstacle to God. Again, I would point people to the tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions, over the centuries that have gone to the shrines of Our Lady. I'm thinking particularly of Guadalupe. I'm thinking of Lourdes and Fatima. So many millions have gone there to honor our Blessed Mother. And what does she do? She leads them to her Son. People go to confession. They go to Holy Communion. They're better Catholics. They're better followers of Christ. They have a closer union with our Lord. You see, she brings them to Him. Our Blessed Mother is Queen because Jesus is King. And this was quite the eye-opening moment for me. When I discovered this a few years ago, that in the Old Testament, the wife of the king was not the queen. Unfortunately, sometimes there was more than one wife in these polygamous situations. So it wasn't the wife of the king, it was the mother of the king that was the queen. Doesn't that fit in perfectly with Our Lady being the Queen and our Lord being the King of Kings, her Son? How well understood that would have been by the chosen people who believed in our Lord and said, yes, thou art, they would say, have said things like St. Thomas did, my Lord and my God, you're the king. Well, then that makes your mother the queen. It has to be this way. I would like to read from St. Louis Marie de Montfort from his book, True Devotion to Mary. And again, I remind you, for those that would like to remain, we will renew our act of total consecration. If anyone is taking it for the first time today, I would ask you to come to the communion rail where you will be given a candle. But we will pray this act of total consecration as explained by St. Louis Marie de Montfort after Mass. And I'll go to the sacristy first, and then I will go to the May Shrine, and we will recite the act of total consecration there. But I've always liked this list of reasons where St. Louis says why Our Lady was less known at first, but as time went on, she became more and more known, and especially in the latter times, she has to, her role has become greater or more manifest. So let's listen to these reasons. This is number 50. God wishes to reveal and make known Mary, the masterpiece of his hands in these latter times, first, because she hid herself in the world and put herself lower than the dust. So remember, those that humble themselves will be exalted. Number two, because as she is the masterpiece of the hands of God, as well here below by grace as in heaven by glory, he wishes to be glorified and praised in her by those that are living upon earth. So a quick analogy here, if you were, let's say we were admiring the Pietà sculpted by Michelangelo, and we praise this statue for its beautiful perfection and out of cold marble, out of a shapeless mass, Michelangelo carved this most wonderful, it almost feels like it's alive. So you see how I'm praising this statue? You know what I'm doing? I'm praising Michelangelo. Just by the fact that I'm praising this statue, he's the one that made it happen. So again, when we praise Our Lady, we're praising God. She is God's masterpiece. Number three, she is the dawn which precedes and reveals the Son of Justice, Jesus Christ. What always comes before the sun rises? The dawn. So we're acknowledging how the dawn precedes and leads to the sunrise. Number four, being the way by which Jesus came to us the first time, she will also be the way by which he will come the second time, though not in the same manner. So ad Jesum per Mariam, to Jesus through Mary. What a beautiful motto. Number five, being the sure means and the straight and immaculate way to go to Jesus Christ and to find him perfectly, it is by her that the souls who are to shine in sanctity have to find our Lord. So she is the straight way to Christ. She's the easiest, the best path to Christ, to becoming Christ-like. Number six, Mary must shine forth more than ever in mercy and might and grace in these latter times, in mercy to bring back and lovingly receive the poor straight sinners, in might against the enemies of God, and shine forth in grace to animate and sustain the valiant soldiers and valiant and faithful servants of Jesus Christ. So I'm summarizing some of this. I'm not reading all of it. And number seven, Mary must be terrible to the devil and his crew as an army ranged in battle. And I like how St. Louis de Montfort says that Satan would much rather be vanquished by God than vanquished by Our Lady. It hurts his pride far more. So like if you had a really strong man who's beat up by a stronger man, well, he can handle that. But what if a little boy beat him up? Do you see how much more humiliated he would be? So Our Lady has that kind of power given to her from God to vanquish the devil. She shall crush thy head. That's the prophecy from Genesis 3:15, how the devil abhors that. So yes, God will have her crush the devil with the power that he gives to her. And never be afraid of honoring Our Lady too much. You know, those that are not Catholics will not like the fact that, for example, you have, you know, thousands, if not, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in a rosary procession at Fatima or Lourdes and the crowning of Our Lady statue. They won't have a problem with that. But when an earthly queen is honored, oh, they don't have a problem with that. I'll never forget how in the year 2012, so that's 14 years ago, Queen Elizabeth II was celebrating her 60th anniversary of becoming the Queen of England. And you know what they did as part of this celebration? They had a flotilla of boats going on the Thames River in London. And there's all kinds of singing, fireworks, cannons being fired, hymns sung, or songs sung, speeches made. And they had 1,000 boats go by on, I don't know if she was there for the entire time, probably not. How many hours would it take for 1,000 boats of various sizes to float by and honor the queen? All to honor an earthly sovereign who actually had quite little power, if you really think about it. It's Parliament that actually has more power. And she died. She died on the day that we consecrated our school to our Blessed Mother. And she is no longer queen. Her reign, for whatever it was, came to an end. If that's what people are willing to do for an earthly queen, how much more should we do for the Queen of Heaven and Earth, co-redemptrix, mediatrix of all graces, and whose reign as queen truly began or was magnified when she died and was assumed into heaven, and she will be reigning eternally. So this is the significance of today's feast, honoring this most special creature, this masterpiece of God, the Mother of God, and who is Queen of Heaven and Earth. She is also our queen, and how blessed to be able to say this. She is our mother too. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.